From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandra Tsing Low.
With insects, common names can be helpful. Centipedes have 100 legs or so, and stink bugs stink. And fruit flies, well, I propose a name change. Caltech's David Anderson and Seymour Benser found that fruit flies sniff the air to judge the safety of their surroundings. If they smell carbon dioxide, or CO2, they make like a banana and split. Stressed out fruit flies release an odor that warns nearby flies that danger is near. The ingredient in this signal is, yes, CO2. This may help scientists figure out how to develop a repellent for the mosquito, which is attracted to CO2. As for the name change, maybe the tiny fruit fly should be known as the nostril gnat. Maybe not. Stink bug's still good, though.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, expanding human knowledge and benefiting society through research and education. On the web at caltech.edu. And by TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good. On the web at TIAA-CREF.org. Production assistance provided by Southern California Public Radio and 89.3 KPCC FM.